Hey, we're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast called In Case You Missed It. Well, in case you missed it, we told you about a goat thief. There was a guy in Virginia, Stafford County, Virginia. I don't know where that is. Virginia. But he was trying to steal some goats. He was a goat thief.
Shame on this goat thief in Virginia.
He got caught and he pretended to be drunk. Because, yeah, you don't want to be caught stealing goats sober. I mean, that is embarrassing.
If I'm drunk, it'll really throw them off.
Here's how it went down. The farmer's wife had gone out to check on their goats and saw that they were out of their pen. And she thought, well, that looks like somebody hiding over there in the field. So then her husband came out. He found the suspect, 19-year-old Cole Schrock.
Oh, no, they even printed his name.
The farmer held Cole at gunpoint until deputies arrived because nobody takes his woman's goats. He didn't say that, but I imagine that's the look in his eye. No one takes my woman's goats.
Just like Sam Elliott.
Yeah, probably was Sam Elliott. Anyway, so deputies got there, and then so Cole, he was pretending to slur his words. He even gave him a false name, and but he later admitted that he was pretending to be drunk because they gave him a breath test. He was charged with larceny of animals.
If ever I'm caught all alone in somebody's goat lot at dark.
I'd
kind of ask the police not to print my name. Is there any way you could misspell it very badly?
Yeah. Oh, man. And,
that's horrible.
Those cops. Bad boys.
Oh, he's got a nickname Billy out of this. Oh, Billy.
Guy in Australia had an inappropriate, in quotation marks, inappropriate headstone. A fellow named Peter Bridge, he passed away in April. He was 33. He had had a lifelong battle with cystic fibrosis.
Poor dude.
Well, Peter's gravestone includes a color picture of him smiling and flipping the bird.
Flipping the bird?
Mm-hmm.
On his headstone.
Yeah, it's a picture of him. Color picture right there on the headstone. He's smiling, giving the old
middle finger.
Yeah. His grieving family says it's what he wanted and thinks it's funny. The cemetery, though, they do not think it's funny. They pulled the headstone after someone complained. Peter's dad, Arthur, called the move another kick in the guts. He wants the headstone back the way it was, saying that this was their son's personal resting space. Plus, nobody else around Peter's grave's complaining.
It's a little quiet around his grave, ain't it?
I mean,
ain't much going.
Those are the ones that have to not live with it.
Well, going along with like his sense of humor there, and thinking about your headstone,
yeah,
I'd probably go with like a headstone that has something motion activated.
It's got your voice recorded.
Somebody walks by.
Hey, quit stepping on me.
Ouch.
That would be hysterical.
Yeah. If you're going to go prankster, or pull my finger or
something
like
that.
Stone.
Yeah. Or an animatronic you that maybe sings a song.
Yes. Yeah. A hologram.
Right.
And whenever you walk by it, it pops out of the deceased, gets a hologram of them tap dancing or something.
Tony had a new story today in Tony Tales.
It's well-rounded.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, there was a woman named Dolly Parton who was the world's greatest topwater swimmer. She had two huge lungs that gave her the ability to hold her breath for a very long time. One day, she was practicing her back float when she heard a young man drowning. "Miss Dolly! Miss Dolly!" yelled the young man. "May I hold on to you and your body for my survival?" "Yes," said Dolly. "I'll back float so you can sit on my belly." "Thank you, Miss Dolly," said the man. "I'll sit up here on your belly and admire the beautiful things I see, like those flowers growing on the bank over there. Take your time, Miss Dolly." Dolly Parton used her upper body buoyancy as a life raft and kicked her feet like a trolling motor to get the man to safety. "Thank you for saving me," yelled the man. I don't know if I swallowed much water, but for preventive measure, don't you think I need a little CPR? Dolly did care about respiratory issues, so she agreed, since it was for prevention, to give the man CPR. That day, Dolly's determination touched so many lives that all the locals called it Double D Day for Dolly's determination. Oh, what memories. The end.
Here's today's word of the day.
Hope you like it.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Attending 10 bartenderist. Attending 10 bartenderist is what you call a bartender who shows up to bartend at a bar for bartenders. Attending 10 bartenderist.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Sing with me.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Roses are red, school buses are yellow. Your new boyfriend is sure an ugly fellow.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's real good. I feel like this is an easy guarantee. This mom in Indianapolis has had a more hectic week than any of us.
Okay, wow.
35-year-old Holly McNally had to deliver her own baby last Monday when her doctor couldn't get to her hospital room on time.
Oh, my gosh.
So she did it herself.
Oh, my gosh.
Then, 3 days later, she helped pull a guy from a fiery wreck. 3 days later, after delivering her own child.
Baby. My goodness.
She was on her way home from the hospital on Thursday after visiting her son, who still had to be there for observation. And she saw an overturned tanker truck on fire.
On her way to the hospital.
So she stopped, jumped out of her car, and helped another person pull the driver to safety right before the truck exploded. It was hauling jet fuel.
Oh, my gosh.
So here she is, 3 days out of the hospital.
Gotta be sore. She just delivered her own baby.
That's what I'm saying. And then over there pulling out a guy. So
Wow. She needs to enter for like Iron Man something. Contest triathlons.
Holly's mom was in the car with her when it happened and couldn't believe she ran toward the fire. But Holly says she knew the guy in there was somebody's son. And if it was her son, she'd want someone to help. So that's what she did.
And she just delivered her son.
Last we heard, her baby was still in the hospital, but she's hoping to bring him home later today. So I hope that happens for Holly, man. That is
amazing.
So cool.
Amazing.
Her son's name is Connor, by the way. Didn't get to put that out there. So to Holly, golly, you are real good. Well, that does it for the podcast today. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe if you wouldn't mind. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.